Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Delaney Delaney from Caribbean Beach on the Sunshine Coast in Australia, and I am extremely excited to be here today, and I have two amazing people with me. Sitting on the couch next to me is one of my dearest friends, Glenn Shepherd, who is, well, I mean, how do you describe Mr. Shepherd? He has been labeled with high-level autism and Down syndrome, and I do like to say he defies all projections and logic and is a published author. He's written his own murder mystery novel as well as book of poetry, and he's a poet, and he is nearly completed his university degree and also is a songwriter, and he and I are recording an album as we speak. And my other guest is from the other side of the big pond. It's Melanie Mead from Ireland, who is also a best-selling author and social media and marketing consultant who does work with Joy of Business and Access Consciousness and a whole bunch of other people. And welcome, Melanie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on, both of you. I'm really excited about this and just wondering, oh, what are we going to find out today around business, and that there is a place for everybody, and that, you know, I think Glenn is itching to say something here. That is for sure. There is a place for everyone. I know a few years ago, I had no idea that I had anything to offer business. And now I know that is really different. So, Melanie, I know you're a bit different too, in that you worked for a company for many, many years. Can you tell us about what got you finding your place and, you know, your value in the business world?
Absolutely. A bit like Glenn, I could never see a place for me in business. It goes way back to when I was even younger. I remember, like, in Ireland, and we were coming out of a recession when I was in school, and like university and business were big things. Like, there was a kind of a sign of promise for people. And so there was a bit of an emphasis on things like business studies and, you know, kind of, if there was a possibility of you getting to university, it was, you know, amazing and things like that. So business was made out to be like a big deal. And when I was young in school, I was told that it would be a good idea to do business studies to better yourself and further yourself. And so I did business studies, which to people, it, maybe still today, is what business is all about, which both Glenn, I, and you know is not the case, but that was just the way it was kind of done. And I actually had a business studies teacher that told me there was no place for me in the world, that I was worthless, and I'd amount to absolutely nothing. So needless to say, that didn't do a whole lot of for my confidence. And I believed her, you know, so so kind of I went through life with kind of that point of view. And I never really had positive experiences in my jobs. I found them quite tricky. And I did go to university, and I only stayed a year. I just found it like a traumatic experience. I don't particularly like big crowds and things like that. So I found parts of those kind, I found parts of life tricky, which compounded the idea that there was, you know, I was never going to make anything of myself or whatever. And I ended up working in a local government job for the last 16 years in a law department, and quite, you know, like it was a secure job. And then the economy changed again. And as everyone was losing jobs, I had mine. So there was a great sense of security. But kind of deep down underneath, I don't know what it was. There was just a desire for something. There was this little, like a whisper of there was something else for me out there. So the last couple of years, and I didn't, like, if you asked me years ago what I'd be doing today, I wouldn't have actually told you exactly what it is. I actually wouldn't even have been able to imagine that I was this capable, or that people actually wanted to hire me for what I know. And that to me was a really alien concept, but it literally was one choice at a time. It was my curiosity for things. It was my willingness to say yes, and my willingness to contribute and ask, just literally offer, you know, would you like a hand with this, or can I learn something here by working with you or whatever. And it never had an outcome to, like, I didn't go, I'm going to do this and leave my job, or, you know, things like that. It literally, one choice after another put me into a position where I'm a lot happier, we'll put it that way, that I get up every day and I do what I love. So turns out there is a place for me in the world.
Yeah. And it's not all about security, the myth of security, and that's the, you know, one of the greatest things to strive for. I know for me, you know, I've had times in my life where I've had these secure government style jobs, or even non-government agencies. And I have to say, any of those periods are never when I was happiest, and never when I was creating and feeling and sensing that I was really contributing to the world. The greatest times for me have always been when I'm actually creating my own reality with business. This is Glenn. And just for our audience, Glenn actually communicates by tapping on a board and beyond that. So if you're wondering why I'm speaking his words, and this is him, that is because she is being my voice very kindly. For me, you can imagine somebody with the labels that I have, that I have definitely not been encouraged or included in the past to even consider business. And in fact, since discovering Access, the past 2 years, I've been requesting to know more about even my package as someone with high support needs in relation to that label of disability. I have a package that is managed, which means I can employ people a number of hours a week to assist me in what I'm doing. And I've been asking to be involved in that, and it's only just beginning to happen now. And I have so much to contribute in this area. Delaney can tell you even some of the things we've been creating recently and the contribution that I am to that. And I certainly can. Just recently, we're developing a program with another facilitator that'll be released very shortly. Oh, actually, it's up there. 21 Days to Having Your Own Reality is the name of this product. And it's just been delightful and exciting to have Glenn's contribution, even in the areas of promotion. And he has come up with ideas that I would never have gone for, and neither would Corey. And it's just enlightening, and we're having so much fun, and there's so much joy injected. And they are from his ideas, not mine or anybody else's. So this thing about a place for everybody, it's true and it is real. And there's just so much more on that is available and that we can actually contribute to each other when we're willing to move past the projections and the labels and what we're told is supposed to be how business is and how we're supposed to conduct ourselves. I mean, you were saying, Melanie, that, you know, you acknowledge that how with all of your university study of business, that is not how you are actually operating in business now.
Most definitely not. I mean, it was just the weirdest experience for me. And I did judge myself for the choices I made, that I couldn't finish something or, you know, that I couldn't get somewhere with it. And kind of once I stopped judging myself, I actually started kind of, the way I would say it now, I wouldn't have said it then, was tapping into the way I created, because a lot of people in Joy Business would know there's four kind of people. There's a mover, a creator, and a connector, and then there's a foundational person. And once I started getting the sense of what those elements in business were, it started getting easier for me. And even though I can do them all, I'm a creator. And to me, that was like the most intangible of the lot of them. And I think a lot of us are looking for things that are tangible, things to hang on to. We're looking for, you know, results to make us sure that we're okay, that we're doing fine, that we're doing the right thing. And that's actually not always the case. And that's not where the magic happens. You know, I'm sure you and Glenn would be able to speak about this too. It's kind of like trusting what you know and making choices that mightn't always seem logical, and kind of going on that ride. Because for me, that's when the magic really happens, is when you truly let go of how something should be and you trust what you know and you ask the question. And, you know, even asking somebody else a question to get there. And like Simone, for example, is an abundance of information. I absolutely adore listening to her perspective on business, because once I first heard that, once I heard her talk about Joy Business, I was like, what am I doing? I'm not even in business. I don't have a business. I'm not sure where I'm going. And I remember ending up at her business 101 sitting there, but I was only sitting there with a knowing, with an ask for more. I had no business. I was still working in a government job. Technically, it made no sense to be there, but I knew I had to be there. And when I left the class, I didn't have a plan. I just came away with so much more of myself. And that's when things really started changing super fast. So I just find that if you can step out of the logical and kind of what you might say is like into the trust or into the magic, it's a whole different ball game with business. And it's actually a lot more fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It really is that thing of, you know, like for some people, it would actually be like trusting your gut instinct is a really good beginning. You know, that intuition, that thing of the congruency of the energy of what you would like to create and what you're choosing, you know, and where those choices will take you. There is just, it can be so much easier than we've been led to believe. And not that there's anything wrong with believing.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
And here we are back again. And something that is really, well, you actually mentioned it about not judging yourself. And that for me has just been massive and continues to be a massive contribution. The more that I get out of getting stuck in judgment, the more I can create, the easier it is to create. And it's when you actually start to work with a team of people who are operating from that space, oh my God, it is incredible, is it not, you two? This is Glenn saying, it sure is. And having worked with and played with Delaney for 17 years, I can tell you that working and creating with her now is so totally different from when we began. And the more that she is out of judging herself, the more that we are creating, the more our message is getting into the world, the more fun she has, the more fun I have too. And so judgment for me is a killer and something that I just don't get as someone with autism. I really don't get the way that so many of you actually judge yourself almost out of existence. And this is me now. And I really do get that, Glenn, because I'm watching what I'm creating and what he and I are co-creating. And, wow, the space that Glenn is that isn't judgment, that doesn't include judgment, is contributing so much to me actually getting out of judgment of myself, because I was someone who's, I've always created, and I've created some really big things in community and to do with performing arts and people labeled disabled and music in the past. I've done some big things, but I was in such great judgment of myself that I could never receive all the amazingness of what I was creating and all the joy that I was creating. I was working so hard, and I mean hard. It was like 70 hours a week and all of that to create joyful experiences for people, not just people that were labeled disabled, but also the broader community. And yet inside, I was tortured. I was just in constant annihilation of myself. I drank, I took drugs to just get through the day. And I have had an amazing life my whole life. Yet what I live now every day really does astound me. And that, that reduction of judgment is just so key to creating a life of ease. And a life where you are actually choosing what you love and what brings you joy. You know, Melanie, there is, and Glenn knows about this, there's an exercise that Connor Hill did with us in this money class recently. And it was, you had to look at and list down 30 things that you love to do and you're good at, or whatever it is, you know, even some things you may have not done yet, but to look at 30 things you love to do. And I got 56, and other people were struggling. And that's not in a comparison thing, but it actually showed me that I know a lot about joy. And I know a lot about what brings me joy. It's just a matter of actually choosing it and not worrying about what anyone else is going to say and not choosing from that space. Do you get what I'm talking about, Melanie Mead?
I certainly do. When you said 30, I did go, wow, that's a lot. But to be fair, I'd imagine if I did that exercise now, it would be, you know, I haven't done it, so I'd imagine I would probably do better than I did before. Like Jen was saying, we can judge ourselves out of existence, and I think sometimes that's our focus. We can see every reason not to do something, and sometimes the one thing, I wouldn't even say it's the one reason, it's the one thing that will change everything. But we look at the 100, you know, the odds are stacked against us. There's 100 reasons I shouldn't do this, you know, that kind of way. And that doesn't bring a lot of joy at all.
That's it. This is Glenn. That's exactly right, Melanie. People come up with a million excuses for why they can't do what it is that will actually bring them joy. And I do find this a little saddening at times. I don't really sit in emotions. It's just there are moments when I look at people and I can perceive how wonderful they are and how caring they are and how talented and how many things they've got right at their fingertips. And they're just in a space of not being willing to choose, thinking that they have to please, whether it's family or partners or institutions or places where they work, that is more important than actually who they are and what they love. And this is me now, Delaney. Maybe I should talk in a different voice when I'm doing your voice. He likes that idea. Oh my gosh, don't give me the thumbs up on that. I'll be talking in five Irish accents for everybody across the planet then. I'm not allowed to do that apparently. You know, like something that I have resisted myself is looking at the things that bring me joy. And when we're talking about business, I love that, like, there doesn't have to be a separation. Like, even if you're working for a company, you're still in business. You wake up in the morning. You're actually interacting with people. If you go to a company that's not owned by you, you're still contributing to that company. You're still in business. You know, it's the business of living. And so often we actually are not encouraged in this reality, and we don't choose to put a bit of time ourselves and actually look at a couple of things that have changed things lots for me. Looking at what I'm grateful for me, not for the other people in my life, not for all those other things I've created, but what is it about me I'm grateful for? And looking at the things that I would love to include in my life, even if they seem completely unreachable now, because what I have seen over and over again in my life, the things that I thought I would never do, I've done a lot of them. And I've actually had to make my list bigger. And that can be with business as well. So, Melanie, what are some of the things that you know about business and reaching for more?
Well, business is like breathing. We seem to define it as, you know, sitting at your laptop or, I don't know, you know, like even creating, when people say creating, it's like creating a physical product or something. And for me now, because I work from home and I work for myself, there's no getting up and going to work, and there's definitely no set hours. So it's very hard for me to put business in a box and say, this is what I do at this time to this time. Because I know a common thing, and it's funny because I heard somebody say this yesterday, like, some people have their best ideas, like, in the shower. I mean, that's not your typical office. Do you know what I mean? And people have made, you know, or something I love to do is I love, like, going for a walk and if by the sea or something like that or in a woods. And we say, when I do that, I feel really good about myself. It's nothing particular. And I feel energized. And then I go back and I'll do something. Like, I could end up doing a job I was putting off for a while or that's kind of sticking me in. Like, there's so many ways to kind of incorporate business into your life that I actually, there's no clear lines for me anymore. So what's actually joyful for me is actually choice. And that's the one thing I really got when I left my day job and I worked for myself. Obviously, there's times things are required at a particular time, but I really did get to choose kind of, you know, what will I start with now? Will I have a coffee? Will I go for a walk? Or will I check my emails? Or, like, I could do whatever I wanted. And for some bizarre reason, it really opened up not just choice in business, but choice in life. Like, and as well with business, and I think this is something that I personally would call it a cop-out. People would say, oh, it's not joyful, I'm not doing it. And sometimes there are things that are required, like, you know, doing your books or something. Like, to me, that's boring. But there is a requirement for it to create more. And doing your books, we'll say, for example, when it's done, creates more, but also creates more joy. You know what I'm saying? That, when you finally just kind of step up and do what's required, and not put all responsibility, what you call responsibility, on the back burner and kind of, you know, run free in the fields or whatever and think, you know, woohoo, I'm having so much fun. When you step up and you take care of certain things that aren't fun to begin with, it actually creates more for you, your business and your life.
Yeah, and it is interesting. Some of those things that you really dread when you start to do them, they are nowhere near as bad as you are projecting.
Yeah, definitely. And there's a particular requirement for certain things that create more. And generally, there's very few of them that go on in my life. You know, there's times like, oh, I must sit down and do that. But they're the parts that keep things ticking over. Like, even looking at your money and your finances and things like that wouldn't always be, like, we'll say, the top of my list. There's plenty more fun things I'd consider doing, but, you know, sometimes once these things are done, they create a lot more.
Absolutely. And we are about to go to another break. See you soon.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the Blue Collar Goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And we're back again, I think.
We most certainly are.
That's great. Glenn would like to talk about how we can include difference. And that includes people that are different. So often we have up barriers to anything that doesn't fit with what we classify as normal. And this does include people. So anyone who looks a bit different, who communicates different, who may not be able to speak or who may not be able to move freely in the way that so many people can. Perhaps it's people who use wheelchairs. Perhaps it's people who move very little of their body. And yet we often focus on what is wrong and what can be fixed and how we can make things fit into the norm. What I'm really excited about, and something that I'm really grateful to Gary Douglas and Dane Heer and Simone Millicent and Access and so many people, is that there is now a wedge in the barrier. We are beginning to explore the contribution that people who are different can be. And that is one of the things that I am creating as part of my business of living, is getting that message out and letting people see and know that there is a different possibility. If people are willing to put their solid projections and judgments to the side and just consider that there is something that every single person brings that is a contribution, I wonder then what we will be creating with business and what we will be creating with how we live every day of our lives. I do know that what we propose is challenging for many. For if you are going to acknowledge that what I bring and what I can contribute includes business, it includes relationships, it includes bodies, it includes every aspect. It includes the planet and the environment and contributions that I have there. Once we begin to acknowledge this, then that sets society on its head. And a lot of people are a little bit scared of that. They're a little bit scared of what will happen if we actually flip society 180 degrees and rip down the barriers. Melanie, I know that you get this intrinsically, and I'd like to hear what you've got to say about it.
Yeah, it was lovely listening to you say it. Different, like when you were talking there, I was like, God, like what is different? When I came upon the tools of Access Consciousness, I realized difference was something that we all be. Like we all have something extremely unique to offer the world. We mightn't have it at the tip of our tongue or the, you know, right at our fingertips, but it's who you are. And I have a book coming out around now, and it's about creating business beyond this reality. And I didn't have a plan on, you know, exactly what I was going to say, but I remember sitting down and like looking at what was really important for me to say to people. And like, I don't look different. I don't talk different necessarily. I do have quirks and things that might set me apart from everyone else. But if you saw me walking down the street, you wouldn't think much about it. But I've always felt extremely different, and that was made wrong. And when I came across the tools of like Access Consciousness, and then just add that extra element of Simone Millicis and the Joy of Business, I really started to see, one, the joy in difference. Second of all, there's nothing logical about being different. And I do get that it does, how would you put it, like, put people off, some people off. Not everyone, there's people out there in the world that are asking for it. And it's actually celebrated. Like, what I noticed is if you have people like, I don't know, you look at somebody like Steve Jobs or, you know, these people that create, and everyone's like, oh, they're so amazing. Like, they did this. Like, Steve Jobs had an idea and he was like almost relentless about it. And, you know, he kept going to create something he wanted. That's actually available to us all. Like, nobody's particularly more brilliant than somebody else. And I think if we all lost the way that we think things should be, or sometimes people will present stuff to the world to appease people. You know what I mean? To, you know, like, the measure of success would be if everyone likes me for it, or if everyone wants me for this, or, you know, and make loads of money. There's a million different reasons. Like, some of the greatest things that have been invented in the world, like even something as basic as the wheel or a toothbrush or something, do you know what I mean? That mightn't have been received when it first came out. You know what I mean? Like, we all have this something that we know that is, and you can't really find it. It's who you be. And it's that thing that Glenn was talking about too, about judgment. When you lose the judgment, stuff just gets created. Like, I would never have considered myself artistic. Yet, I actually apparently have a really keen eye for energy, words, visuals. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I never would have considered it valuable or business. I have, I'm like, what you might call like a brilliant spotter, like as in I'll spot things. Like Glenn was saying, you can see just that gift in everybody. And the part that is sad, like Glenn said earlier, Susan, when you don't see people choosing that, when they cover that up, they swamp it over and actually decide it's something completely different. And I see that, and I work with people, like I work with brilliant people, but a part of my job is to extrapolate information to share with people. And what you're actually pulling is these brilliant pieces of information that are relevant to the message that, you know, that you're kind of conveying. And like, I never thought there was value in that either. I just enjoyed listening to people talking, and it was just fun for me. And then it turned out it was actually a real job, that this is something that people paid for. And I know there's plenty more in my back pocket I haven't even started to play with yet. And it's exciting and it's interesting and it is an adventure. I like, sometimes I even have difficulty telling people kind of what I do, like to kind of put it in a, to, you know, succinctly say it to people, because there's so many things I can do and there's so much more possible. It feels a little weird, whereas being in my safe, secure job before, it was easier just to give it that title. But now it's far much more of a playground. And that's actually what celebrating differences is, having no judgment. It's choosing what's joyful. And a lot of us will do the same thing 100 different ways. So, you know, we're all quite unique and we all bring something different to the table. We all express it differently. We all see it differently. And that's a gift. And I see it being celebrated more now than I would have before. And that brings me a lot of joy. It's like, I always felt really alone with what I knew and the way I created, because apparently it was strange. I didn't see it as strange. Once I realized there's other people in the world like that, it made it kind of, I wouldn't say it made it easier, that wouldn't be the correct way of putting it, but it did bring me a lot of joy, and it did give me the space to kind of go, okay, well, you know, I'm not that weird, or, you know, it's not just me. It's not that there's something wrong with me, you know, because I often wondered,
yeah,
how would I create out in the world when nobody got what I was doing, if you get what I mean. So,
yeah.
Difference for me, yeah. Like, that's what difference was. It was wrong for a while until it wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's so exciting to be here with this beautiful planet right now, as things open up more and more about difference and about acknowledging difference. This is Glenn.
Yeah.
He's grabbed the board. I'd like to also add, as I know she's not going to talk about it, that Delaney has always had a keen eye and beyond for that which is different and the beauty that is within that is different.
Mm-hmm.
And so to see her stepping out into the world in a grander way, in a bolder way, brings me so much joy, for she has contributed so much to me and continues to, for without her, I wouldn't even be on this radio program.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Delaney.
Mm.
You truly are special. In an insignificant way. Oh, I do like to make her cry, especially in public. Oh, stop it. No, he's still going. So just to be serious for a moment, or perhaps not too serious, I would also like to say that there is nothing like celebrating every difference you have to bring joy and wealth to all areas of your life. And that includes money. Let's be honest about that. Whatever's bringing you joy.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoyofbusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers. live on air every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Here we are, back for our last little stint. My goodness, it goes so quickly, doesn't it?
We could talk all day long.
I think we can last. And when we get to Ireland, I think we will. So Glenn wanted to talk about different ways of being and creating with the planet. And I really love to have a place. We have to have a place. So if we're not going to be creating with the planet, then, oh my goodness, we may not have a place to actually run around on. So, and that's something that I'll say my little piece about this. The word creating and being with the planet really changed things for me. To really expand my awareness of not being on the planet. Like even science says that everything is molecules vibrating. Yeah. And so the planet is molecules vibrating. We are molecules vibrating. We are here with everything that is here. Many indigenous tribes, I know Australian Aboriginals, the ancient traditions all acknowledge that intrinsic connection between everything. And so those different ways of being with the planet, having that presence and being willing to ask questions that include the planet. One of my favorite questions is, if I choose this or if I create this, what will my life, my body, the planet and consciousness be like in 5, 50, 500 years? And if I don't do it, what will it be like in 5, 50, 500 years? Because I would like to include and create in a way that is going to have a longevity to it and to be sustainable and beyond sustainable, thriving really. This is Glenn.
Good day!
Absolutely. I will sing a song to the planet. We have this beautiful place to wander and create and grow food and swim and do all of these wonderful things. And yet so often we are not willing to actually consider that we are all in this together, and that includes the plants and the animals and the trees and the birds and the air and the sky. So many people have this obsession with separation. They want everything into compartments. They want to compartmentalize every area of living. They want manicured gardens in all the areas rather than having places where they can run wild. Not that there is anything wrong with manicured gardens. I am using that figuratively, not to be taken as I don't like manicured gardens. We want everything. We need everything. This planet requires everything. It is really happy to share. So what is it that is stopping us from sharing? And I ask, would everyone please destroy and uncreate everywhere that we have made separation the goal and separation the epitome of success? It is together that we will create a different reality, one that is kind, one that is caring, and one that includes everyone. Nicely put, Mr. Shepherd, I must say. Melanie, would you like to say something?
I don't know how I could follow that. That was very nice. Yeah, the planet is a gift. When you go out, I don't know, to nature, like a lot of people will say they feel relief, you know, but that actually is the energy of no judgment. You might go out for,
yeah,
for peace and quiet and stuff, and that's the gift that the earth actually is. Other than it being extremely beautiful, it is that gift of no judgment. And if we all made that choice, imagine what the world would be like. If we stopped not only judging others, judging ourselves, and deciding the right way and what needs to be done or who needs to be helped, and actually just function from a very different space of no judgment and contribution, it would be a very different world. It would also be a very different planet.
Yeah, very, very much so. And the way that we do business, you know, I love benevolent capitalism and benevolent leadership. And anyone who's listening, if you Google benevolent capitalism or benevolent leadership, you're going to come across some great stuff from Access Consciousness, from Gary Douglas, Stephen Chutissa Bowman, and Simone Milicis has done quite a bit as well. And this is really about looking at things from such a different space, and that it really is about expanding your zone of awareness to actually include everything and everyone, but not putting you on the bottom of the list. It really is about being a leader in your life and being willing to know that you know, and ask questions and make choices that will create greater. And this doesn't always show up in the way that we think it's going to. And sometimes to just protest about things is not what's going to create more. There needs to be action. And sometimes those actions aren't around, like, let's say we all know that there's pollution that comes from cars. But is that the biggest problem that we have? And is not using a car the only way to actually create a change? Well, no, it isn't. You know, it's about being willing to operate from this space of consciousness where you're willing to know. You know, they're the things that really excite me. There is, this is Glenn, by the way, there is a space that can be accessed by us all. And more of us are actually becoming aware of this. We're creating, where creation is so much easier than we ever thought. It is a place where thought does not rule, in fact. It is a place where ask and ye shall receive thrive. Jesus spoke of this in the Bible, and I don't think many people really got it. And it really isn't just about the birds and the animals and how they create. We can create like this too. This is the time where miracles are expanding daily. And this is where we need to create from. And these are where we need to ask questions that allow us and show us how to create in ways that are very different, in ways that do include miracles. That's what I'm perceiving. That's what I'm targeting. To actually create with ease and simplicity and speed and with magic. I'm going to say magic again. Because that's what I know to be essential to creating a different reality. One where this planet does not die, one where this planet is not raped and pillaged beyond repair. One where we actually become a space of gratitude and we become a space of joy for all of this worry and strife is not necessary. It is a construct, a fabrication, and a lie of this reality that we have swallowed, that we have bought, and we can change. And this is very true. Nicely put, Mr. Shepherd. I feel like Glenn could go on for probably another hour. But we are coming to the end of our time here. So, Melanie, in 40 seconds, what would you like to round off with?
Well, just on what Glenn was saying there, like I think he just really highlighted a better world starts with you, and it's your difference that makes a difference. And as you were saying, like protesting and going out and kind of fighting everything doesn't always create more. It's the choices that you make is what makes a difference. And we've made difference wrong long enough now. I think it's time to trust what we know, choose for ourselves and create our reality, which in turn changes the world.
Yeah. Wow.
It's not
that
complicated.
It's just so beautiful.
Yeah. It's simple, like Glenn said.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I'll quote myself, there's a simplicity and an authenticity to this that so often words do not hit the mark with. Thank you so much to both of you. This has just been enlivening and such an invitation. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.